Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Brookfield India Real Estate Trust Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode until the floor is open for questions. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. On the call, we have following persons: Mr. Ankur Gupta, Managing Partner, Brookfield Asset Management and Director, BrookRock Management Services Private Limited; Mr. Alok Aggarwal, Director and Chief Executive Officer, BrookRock Management Services Private Limited; Mr. Sanjeev Kumar Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, BrookRock Management Services Private Limited; Mr. Ankit Gupta, President, BrookRock Management Services Private Limited; Mr. Ranjit Kothari and Mr. Shailendra Sabhnani from Brookfield. I now hand the conference over to management.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alok. On behalf of the Brookfield India Real Estate Trust, I extend a warm welcome to all participants joining us today for this conference call. At the outset, I'm happy to say that we continue to witness an influx of GCCs into the country, resulting in demand for high-quality offices. 100 GCCs are expected to be added every year, almost till 2030. So another about 700 GCCs are expected in the next 7 years. The recently announced SEZ reforms are expected to provide a big boost to our portfolio, especially because our 80% portfolio in terms of area is SEZ. Over the last 3 years, we have seen IT firms and IT services firms have significantly ramped up their headcount while optimizing their office requirements. With increasing return to office, we are poised to witness a sharp growth in demand for offices. Over the last 6 months, these trends have resulted in growing demand from GCCs, multinational companies, and also Indian companies. I'm delighted to report that we have achieved a second consecutive quarter of record new leasing since IPO at 500,000 square feet for the quarter. This has resulted in our gross leasing for the quarter surpassing 1 million square feet, about 1.05 million, I would say, reflecting the increasing demand for our high-quality Grade A office assets. We have witnessed robust demand from GCC and IT/ITS tenants, and 54% of our new leasing was to GCC tenants. Market tenants such as Accenture, Amtox, Genpact, Iron Trading, L&T Hydrocarbon, NewGen and Wipro took up space with us across our assets. Additionally, we renewed space with Deloitte, CRISIL and eValueServe, amongst others. Our SEZ portfolio has seen robust demand over the last few quarters, and we are continuing to see this demand momentum continue. The new leasing that we achieved in our SEZ portfolio during the quarter at 4,40,000 square feet was more than twice the historical average. We believe that the portfolio rebalancing and rationalization by our SEZ tenants is behind us, and in fact, some of our tenants who had rationalized space are now increasing their footprint at our campuses as the employees return to office. With low scheduled expiries of 0.3 million square feet in FY25 in our SEZ assets, we expect the occupancy to show substantial improvement over the course of next 12 to 15 months. We expect the recent reforms to further boost the demand for our SEZ assets and have applied for conversion of 1 million square feet of SEZ area into non-processing area across our portfolio. We are hopeful of receiving the relevant approvals to complete the process over the next few months. We also have a healthy pipeline of 0.8 million square feet and growing from tenants looking to lease the converted space at our campus-style office park. Discussions with select tenants are at advanced stage and expected to close, and we expect to close our term sheet shortly. Approvals too are expected shortly. With favorable leasing dynamics and the tailwind of increasing physical occupancies, we are well poised to continue the recent leasing momentum and are providing a new leasing guidance of 2 to 2.4 million square feet over the next 5 quarters, therefore by March 25. With new leasing expected to remain robust and limited schedule expiries in the near term, we foresee substantial occupancy improvement for our portfolio and in the range of about 88% by March 25. We have displayed strong organic growth with our existing leases having delivered a 7% average escalation on 1.3 million square feet during the quarter. In 9 months, FY24, we achieved an average escalation of 7% on 5.2 million square feet. We are continuing to progress on our development projects with a mixed-use commercial development at K1, which is Calcutta, progressing well. The 75,000 square feet under development area in downtown Powai has been completed in February with OC received, 18,000 of which was pre-leased to Chroma, and the rest is under advanced stages of discussions and closure. We continue to explore additional avenues to convert office areas into high street retail in downtown Powai to unlock further value for unit holders. Our high quality portfolio has an embedded growth headroom of 14%, which will be realized through further leasing and the growing physical occupancy, aiding margin recovery. We continue to have access to almost 30 million square feet of the sponsor group's assets in key gateway cities in India, which provides a strong medium to long-term growth potential for our REIT. Now I would like to invite Sanjeev to provide the financial updates.
Thank you, Alok. Good morning, everyone. This is the first full quarter of earnings after the acquisition of Downtown Powai and Candor Tech Space G1, which has led to a significant increase in our scale. We have witnessed a growth of 90% in our operating lease rentals to 393 crore rupees compared to 207 crore rupees in the same period last year. And the adjusted NOI grew by 89% to rupees 453 crores as compared to rupees 240 crores in quarter 3 of financial year 2023. For the 9 months period, we have seen an increase of 43% in our operating lease rentals to 878 crore rupees and a 46% increase in our adjusted NOI to 1,045 crore rupees. The increase is primarily due to the addition of Downtown Powai and G1 to the portfolio, as well as our recent leasing performance and contractual escalations. We continue to have significant organic growth potential of 14% in our portfolio, which can be achieved through the lease up of vacant areas and margin recovery. We have achieved an NDCF of rupees 209 crores this quarter, which translates to rupees 4.76 per unit. We are distributing 4.75 rupees per unit this quarter. As disclosed in the last quarter, we have filed capital reduction schemes in some of our SPVs, which are at various stages of processing at the NCLT. The dividend component of distribution should get enhanced significantly post the implementation of these schemes. We are pleased to report that the ICRA has assigned a long-term rating of ICRA AAA with a stable outlook. This is on the back of our strong balance sheet, a long-dated maturity profile, and limited refinancing and amortization over the next few years. As we continue to lease our properties in the wake of recently announced SEZ reforms, we will target to distribute in the range of 4.50 rupees to 4.75 rupees per unit per quarter over the next 2 to 3 quarters. With that, I thanks all of you, and now I would request the moderator to open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much and congratulations on, you know, good leasing once again this quarter. My first question actually is with respect to the unexpected expiries that you faced in K1. And how do you think about releasing this space? And do you see further risk in K1 going into FY25 as well?
Yeah, so let me take this question, Puneet. Yeah, I mean, we have seen, space being vacated by Combizen. But I think the good news here is we have applied for almost 0.6 million square feet of space for denotification K1. And with this SCG reforms, this K1 asset has totally got re-rated. It was fully SCG area. Now we can offer space to SCG tenants as well as non-SCG tenants. Last 4 years, we had a good demand for non-SCG tenants, but we could never offer them. And we're in advanced stage of discussions with non-SCG tenants for closure and signing of term sheets, and we see no risk of any kind of a surrender. Rather, we are hopeful that in a very kind of a foreseeable future, we should be able to backfill the vacant space at much better rentals and much better lease profiles.
Oh, interesting. That's very good to hear. Second, on the downtown Powai also, about 334,000 square feet is due for renewal in FY25 as well. So how is that shaping up in your discussions?
See, downtown Powai, if you see, we already have said, Crisil got, kind of a renewed, Deloitte got renewed, and whatever tenants are there, they are keen to renew. So some senders would happen, but otherwise momentum is pretty good. We are able to, and wherever we are renewing, we are able to get good market rentals. And escalations we are able to get.
Understood. If I can ask two more, one also on the CapEx. In your CapEx projects, there is a mention of tenant improvement. Now, can you comment on what exactly are you doing for tenants? Is it more in the nature of interiors or is there something else as well?
See, what happens is we commit a budget of maybe, let's say for a particular tenant, we commit a budget of 100 rupees per square feet or 150 rupees per square feet. This could be about, a month or 2 months of rental. And tenants are free to utilize where they want to put it. It can be used for upgradation of lobby, upgradation of toilet, and generally we are okay with that because, that adds to our value of the asset. So generally it goes in a kind of the area which I mentioned, lobby, toilet.
Okay. So common areas, not the tenant specific.
Generally, yes, common areas, which remains with us.
Okay.
And we will start that these are more exceptions, these are not norms for us. Generally, when a large tenant comes through, these are finishes that we'll end up doing anyway. So does that we sometimes, add it as a sweetener to the tenant, but we would have incurred it anyway.
Right, so it should be categorized as asset upgrades rather than tenant improvement, which is sometimes 20%.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair way to look at it. Yeah, I mean, it's just nomenclature, but that's really the nature of it.
Understood. And lastly, on your NOI margin, especially for N1, that seems to be down. How should one read that?
So Puneet, Sanjeev here. The NOI margin in N1 is 94% in this quarter. This has happened because of one of the exceptions in this particular quarter. I will say it's not a recurring or permanent down. What happens in the cycle of CAM true-up, we does CAM true-up once in a year, which normally comes in either in the September quarter or in December quarter. And in the current year's true-up, we landed up with some of the expenses which were in exception in the nature, which could not be recovered from the tenant. That's why a dip in the CAM recovery in N1 has come and resulted into NOI to OLR to NOI percentages down in this particular quarter.
Okay. But they were not capitalized?
No, they were not capitalized. They were in the nature of, I will say, a repair, but towards more towards asset upgrade, which by accounting terminology, we could not capitalize.
Okay. And same from cash flow perspective also, it has negatively impacted your NDCF.
Yeah, but it is too small number. If you just see as of the current numbers are 299 million and means 29-30 crores of NOI, and that number was about 7.5 crore. So on the overall NOI of 405 crores pre-income support, 7 crore is not very significant number.
Right, understood. That's all from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question is from the line of Kunal T. from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. My first question is on your new leasing. You know, it looks pretty interesting to see quite a few IT services names in there. So could you just talk about what exactly is driving the new space take up by the IT services companies? And if you think that we should extrapolate this, therefore, to potentially being a trend from here, and at a bare minimum, the fact that, you know, this lot should not be at least giving up more space from current levels.
Kunal, I will take up this question. Yeah, I think this is an interesting observation, Kunal, and if you see this trend, this is continuing from last two quarters and will continue, it will keep continuing now. And this is what, you know, when we said that if you really see pre-COVID and now, you know, the employee number, headcount is anywhere between 40 to, I would say, 60 to 80% depending on which company we're talking about. And if we see their real estate portfolio, they're down. I mean, for every company, the real estate portfolio is down. And as employees keep coming back to offices, they need space as on yesterday. We get calls even people want a floor and they want to close in 5 days. And that has happened first. And we'll see a lot of demand is there. So that's a trend which is continuing. We can't neglect this sector. And we'll continue to see momentum here. And that's very much visible.
Understood. Very interesting. The next one is, you know, just in the same spirit in which you've shared the leasing outlook for FY25, I was wondering if you also have a view on what could the renewals of, you know, the projected expiries look like in the forthcoming year. I know it was on the lower side in FY24, but your historic trend has been closer to 60-70%.
Yeah, so I think, again, you know, we are, in the next 15 months, we have about 1.1 million square foot expiries on a kind of a, you know, we are taking assessment that 50% would get vacated, 50% is something we'll be able to renew. We are being slightly conservative considering the last year what we saw. Hopefully the number could be better, but you know, our estimate is 50% would get vacated and 50% would get renewed. That's how we are considering.
Got it. And then final one, just two data points. Just the general time frame you are expecting for the dividend component to get enhanced. You know, now that you've applied for it, you know, is there better visibility on the timeline of that coming through? And likewise, you know, what would the physical occupancy stand as of end of the quarter, or, you know, if you have any view on, let's say, the month of December or January?
So Kunal, let me take the first question, Sanjeev here. As far as the dividend component enhancement is concerned, we are expecting the NCLT to approve these schemes anywhere in September quarter, around September, and thereafter, so the quarter ending on December, we will be seeing increase in the dividend component. And as far as physical occupancy is concerned, I think all of you can.
Yeah, so Kunal, physical occupancy is range of about 75%, 74-75%, and it's kind of a growing, you know, every month, every quarter, it's kind of a growing.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Satinder Singh from Eon Infotech Limited Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a strong leasing. You indicated that, okay, you're working towards
it louder.
Yes, sir. We are unable to hear. Can you be a little louder?
Yes. So it's like you mentioned about a capital reduction scheme which should lead to enhancement in dividends. So based on the plans that you have, what percentage of distribution could, let's say, be in the form of dividend, let's say 1 year out or maybe March 25? What could be a rough figure we could model into our projections, please?
So, Satendra,
30%, yeah.
No, Satendra, Sanjeev here. You can model it in the range of 15 to 20% of the total distribution is going to be flowing through dividend post approval of these schemes.
Okay. Fine. And when do we expect the approvals to come in, please?
It will be anywhere, maybe if earlier approvals comes in the quarter of September, but otherwise, as I mentioned, it should flow in December quarter.
Okay. We've had a committed occupancy of 80% as of now. And is it fair to say that this can be assumed to be the bottom given the leasing momentum that we are seeing, okay, and the inquiries that you have in the pipeline? Is it a fair assumption to say that 80% committed, while obviously economic is 88, but this 80% committed is the bottom line and things hopefully should look up only from here?
Yeah, definitely. 80% is bottom. Actually, if you really see this quarter also, you know, we could very, very marginally, you know, kind of occupancy has only gone up, very marginally, not even counted. So this is definitely the bottom and definitely is going to go up from here. We already have said that in the next 15 months, we expect the occupancy to be 88% and it could be plus. So definitely that is where we stand.
So Satendra, I'll add to this. So just adding here. So we've spoken about the gross leasing guidance of 2 to 2.4 million square foot. And we've spoken about 500,000 square foot of effective expiry. So if you do the math there, it effectively gets to high 80s by the end of March 25 in terms of the effective occupancy that we see the business going towards.
No, Ankur, it clearly helps. I think this guidance of 2 to 2.4 clearly helps build confidence, okay? And we talked of $6 per unit of embedded growth headroom. So I just wanted to understand what are the assumptions in arriving at these figures in terms of, let's say, vacancy, the rental increases, and the time frame by which we expect this $6 annualized, okay, to flow into the distributions.
So, Satinder, as far as components are clear, there, those are already mentioned there, that lease up and the margin recovery. As far as lease up is concerned, we have not considered any escalations in this lease up. This is at the current rates which we are seeing in the market. And as far as time frame is concerned, it should be anything between two and a half years.
Okay. About 2 years for us to recover this, okay. Okay, fine. And you mentioned about 4.5 to 4.75 as the guidance. Given all this, okay, is there a case for 4.75 to really go down from here, given that, okay, we expect the leasing momentum and whatever, okay, and the interest cost repricing would have already happened by now. Okay. So is there a case for this 4.75 to come down?
So, Satinder, we as I mentioned, that it is going to be in the range of 4.5 to 4.75, and we are very confident that this current quarter, which is going on, which is March quarter, should land up around 4.75, and thereafter for one or two quarter, it should be in the range of 4.5 to 4.75. But thereafter, definitely it should improve upon considering the lease-up which is going to happen, which will flow ultimately into the NDCF and DPU.
Right. Thank you. One final question, if I could squeeze in. So G2 and K1 have seen no renewals this year. So while you've already amplified that K1, you are seeing a lot of non-SUV demand and okay, this should pick up. Any views on G2 per se? Okay, what is the challenge specific to this property that okay, renewals are not happening? Okay, and is there a case for us to apply for greater areas under non-SUV out of the 0.8 million? We've applied for about I think 0.2 so far. Okay.
So, Sitin, that G2 has actually no challenge. It's a great property just on the border of Delhi and Gurgaon. We have seen existing tenants take more space. Accenture has taken more space. We have seen that. You have given that number.
Yeah.
You know, there's another tenant which has really, if you see that, it has really grown up there. You know, if you see our you know, page number 10. So this is okay. This tenant is not mentioned here, but we have seen Amdocs taking more space. Every quarter, Amdocs is taking more space. This quarter also, discussions are going on. Absolutely no challenges with this property. Right now, we applied for 2.2 million. I think that's we are comfortable with that. And see, every month we can apply. Now the flexibility is every month you can apply. Every month there is going to be a DOA meeting that has been mandated by government. So I think we want to be strategic. You know, apply, get it leased out, and then again apply, because there's a lot of demand for SEZ tenants also. We can't lose out on them. We can't kind of apply and then lose out on SEZ tenants. So, and we'll see strong recovery in this also. K1, I already talked about.
Okay, fine. Thank you, very clear. Kind of all the answers. Okay, thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pritesh Seth from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Good morning, everyone. So first is on, our leasing or occupancy guidance, which you said in the initial commentary that by March 25, we should be at 88%, which is where the economic occupancy is right now. Does that mean that, including the adjusted for income support, there won't be much increase in the total rental or NOI income? How should we look at that math? Or are we a bit conservative on, stating that 88% kind of, committed occupancy?
So, Pritesh, let me answer, this question two ways. Now, of course, we hope to we are giving a leasing guidance, and you would appreciate that we want to achieve this guidance. So, I can say that I would not say we are conservatively aggressive, but we want to achieve this and do better than what we guide. So that's one thing. Having said that, your economic occupancy will be much higher, because today you have economic occupancy and 100% of vacant space of G1. So, there on the balance vacant space of G1, that would still get added, and we can work that number out and share that with you, but economic occupancy will be much higher. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, sure. We are already getting the income support for N2 and G1 for that economic occupancy, right? As you said, 88% committed occupancy by end of FY25, would eventually lead to your income growth or rental growth as well, right? That should be the direction we should look at.
Of course, because your 88 is average and G1 will be at 100.
Okay.
So the pickup in occupancy, Pritesh, will be across assets, right? To the extent that increase is not in G1, you will see it translate to income growth. So today if we think about our occupancy or vacancy area, it's about 3.8 million square feet across assets, right? Which is distributed in 4 or 5 assets, except G1, wherever we are able to lease things up. So for a minute, if we assume that 2 million square feet was to lease equally across the 4 of our parks, about 1.5 million square feet of growth will be visible in the income, and the 500,000 square feet that let's say we end up doing in G1 will replace the income support. So where you will not see a pickup in G1's income growth, unless it's on account of higher rentals, everything else will straight translate into NOI growth for us.
Sure, got it. That's helpful. And second, on Kolkata, since we are applying 0.6 million square feet to be denotified into non-SEZ, how do you see the rental growth there, which is at 45 now? Would our initial targets be to, first lease that out, or, we would equally focus on, increasing the rental potential there?
See, when we are applying for 0.6 million square feet, we have kind of a discussions or a, hard and soft pipeline for that kind of area. Of course, rental, and we're expecting a rental growth. And with this, a lot of vacant space going out of from SEG to non-SEG, our SEG area also will reduce. This means we have a better ability to increase rentals in SEG space also. So we are expecting rental growth in SEG as well as non-SEG space.
Okay, if you can quantify, you mentioned that it get derated. How much should one expect that increase to be? Around 10-15%.
I think in Calcutta we can consider about 10-15% Calcutta. Yes, for this particular asset.
Got it. Those were my questions. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So what will be our LTV for this quarter, if you can just quantify?
Same as last quarter, Vasudev, at 34%.
Okay, for including the shareholders' debt and excluding, so we've given two numbers last quarter, so both of them are same, by and large?
Yeah, broadly.
Okay, and sir, out of the 0.5 million square feet of the fresh leasing that was done in this quarter, how much of it was the re-leasing?
Sorry, Vasudev, could you repeat a question?
Sir, I was saying that out of the 0.5 million square feet of fresh leasing that was done, how much of it will be towards re-leasing?
It's about 3,20,000.
Okay, sure, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Next question is from the line of Pritesh Seth from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Just a couple of questions. So for N2 income support, was this the last quarter or there's some amount still left for Q4?
So Pritesh, there is an amount left for Q4. So it is more or less ending in the middle of this Q4.
Okay. Okay, got it. And just lastly on, releasing at, Crystal House that we saw this quarter, and you have mentioned in presentation about 180 per square feet of rental for those renewals. Is that reading right? I mean, was it renewed to 180 per square feet? And, what is your sense, could we have manage the better rentals with some other tenant, or this was the amount that was expected anyways? So just your comment on that.
Crystal House, we have leased at 187.5. Now I think that's a good rental for Huawei as well, and some of the leases are happening at, depending on which location, what are terms that around 170-175. So 175 is a good number, I would say.
And this is for 3-year term again, or they're signing now a little longer?
So this is for a shorter term.
Okay, got it. That's helpful. Thanks. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. On Crisil House, can you remind us what was the rent previously? Now that's 187.
140 was the rent earlier.
So 140 is the rest of 187. And also, can you give some color on what are you seeing on the market rentals for all of your core markets? Are you seeing any growth there or still largely flattish?
Yeah, so Puneet, if you really see, depending on which asset we are talking about, and if you see last year, top seven cities had the maximum leasing, you know, almost about gross leasing was almost about, you know, top eight cities, almost about 70 million square feet. And while supply is equal, but supply is coming in the fringes, whereas in core markets, in market locations, you know, there's limited supply. And that's why the rentals are not only holding out, they're also kind of moving up. And that's the trend across across most of the properties.
Can you give indicative market rentals for your property?
So let's take example of Powai. You know, Powai downtown. You know, let's take example of their, you know, their rentals are almost about 165 to 185. That's the range depending on which building, how much area you're taking, commercial, okay. IT. And retail could be is much low, so we were able to convert office to retail. So again, 40-50% rental upside we can get. That's where we are in terms of Powai. Then we talk about G2. We are signing some of the new leases. Again, their range is about around 90-95. That's the kind of a rental. In N2, it's around 65-67. N1 is about 62-63. Of course, N1 saw a phenomenal growth in last, I would say, you know, it got re-rated from 50 to mid-60s, and probably it will consolidate at mid-60s. Calcutta, we have moved up now. We are probably looking large leases. Some of the large leases we are looking at 50. You know, we might do at lower number also, but we want to do at least non-SEZ space, we can do at 50. SEZ space, we can do at 45. With better terms, and which one I think I've captured all of them.
Thank you so much.
Even is somewhere, you know, in mid-80s.
Okay, super, that's very helpful. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining today's call. We look forward to connecting with you all next quarter.
Thank you. On behalf of Brookfield India Real Estate Trust, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.